Welcome, everybody. Chuck Gines, documenting the human experience. The topic came up again, revolving around Robert Frank and his work, The Americans, on a Facebook thread. And the topic of do photos lie came up. And I had said something on the thread that most people are not used to hearing. Of course, Robert Frank, in many circles, is held up as this great icon of street photography and documentary work, and everybody knows about his work, The Americans. I never really was all that impressed with the work myself, and I thought it was kind of a misrepresentation of the times. And I always kept quiet about this because everybody always, you know, says he's the greatest thing, and you can never say anything negative about Robert Frank. Some years later, I came across some essays where other people had said the same things that I had observed about this work, and I'll get into it in a minute. And I recently listened to Ian Berry, who did a similar type thing over in England, and he was doing an interview, and he had mentioned, and he said, I got to be careful about what I say, which was interesting in the interview, but kind of alluded towards some of the disingenuousness of the Americans. So I said this on the thread, and people are just kind of shocked that I would say that. And One of the persons said that photos don't lie. What do you mean that the work was disingenuous? So let's take a look at that. And here's kind of the scenario that I paint to illustrate this, because no, photos don't lie, technically speaking. But when we put that in context, photos don't lie, but people do, and people take the photos. So let me kind of just give you a little scenario. There's a wedding or a birthday party or some sort of celebration going on, and everybody, I mean, for the most part, is having a good time, and somebody comes with a camera, and they start taking snapshot photos at real peculiar times when people have either strange or distraught looks on their face. Some of the people are actually bewildered by the intrusion of the camera when the snapshots are taken. There was a lady that was dancing wildly and having a great time, and after she was done dancing, she was putting her shoes back on, and she was kind of having a hard time putting her one shoe on, so she had this strained look on her face, and the photographer takes a snapshot right at that moment where she looks like she's in great pain. So here you have this photographer who then reports back how miserable everybody was at the party. Do the photos lie? No. Right. The lady had a distraught look on her face when she was putting her shoe on. The dude at the punch bowl had a bewildered look, wondering why this guy was taking his photo. But he was just laughing with his wife 2 seconds earlier, right? So the photographer is lying. The photographer is being disingenuous with what they are choosing to capture and to present to people. And in this way, photos and movies and many other things can be used as propaganda to very disingenuously purport something that did not exist. Let me give you another example. I remember this was in Chicago, and there was this popular guy in the meetup photography community, Jamie, I think his name was. I can't remember. I really didn't like the guy. And here's an example why. So there was a Trump rally or something like that back in 2016, 2017. And there were, you know, of course, clashes with the Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton supporters. So there is this Bernie Sanders supporter that is screaming at this Trump guy on the other side of a rope, okay? And I'm watching this whole scene because at this time I'm thinking about doing a documentary about disingenuous journalism. But anyway, I'm watching Jamie to see what he's going to do. And he's standing there with his camera next to the guy that is irate and screaming at this Trump dude. this Trump supporter, and the Trump supporters remaining totally calm. But Jamie is waiting for a response from the Trump supporter to respond and react to this person's incredible hostility. And I'm watching this whole thing thinking, wow, what? Because the story really here is, if you're going to be honest, is how I rate this Bernie Sanders guy is. So what ultimately happens, it was kind of funny. The Bernie Sanders guy is so bonkers out of his mind. He does this backflip, like he's going to flip all the way over and land on his feet again. And he only makes it halfway, and he literally, I'm not kidding you, lands on his head. So if you can imagine this scene. So here's the calm Trump, and I'm not pro or con in any of this. I'm just saying this is what was happening. There's a calm Trump dude there, a lunatic dude literally doing backflips and landing on his head. And Jamie never takes a single photograph because he's not interested in what this Bernie Sanders guy is doing. He's wanting to tell a story of how bad Trump people are, right? People do this shit all the time, man. And when that happened, I walk up to Jamie and said, wow, you sure missed an opportunity there, didn't you? You know, I called him on it. I said, you know, that's what happens when you're disingenuous with your photography. So, you know, just because it's a photograph doesn't mean it's the truth. And, you have to ask yourself, is, you know, from what I understand and what I know, I wasn't alive at the time, but boy, the 1950s were sure a really prosperous time here in America. Everybody was doing good. Every racial group was doing good. Yeah, we had our problems and things like that for sure, but, you know, you're looking at one of the most prosperous, peaceful times in American history. Being portrayed as this oppressive, depressive, kind of like the guy going to the birthday party and, you know, taking photos of people at the punch bowl and when they're putting their shoes on and shit like that. So that's what I mean by that. And so, yeah, you know, photographs are taken by people and people lie. And so that's why there's journalistic standards that seem to go by the wayside these days, for sure. But so that's my perspective on that. I mean, if you look back on it, you know, when I look at people's work, when I look at someone like Eugene Smith, or if I look at someone like Don McCullen, I could just go on and on with people who have like massive bodies of work with like really long careers of really important stuff that have this incredible portfolios. And then I look at the one-hit wonder of Robert Frank. I mean, you know, he did that crappy film for the Rolling Stones. They never even used it. It was so crappy. You know, the guy went off the one book, The Americans, for his entire life and never really produced anything of any substance that I know of. And there's nothing really all that incredible in that book, in my estimation. Not when I hold it in light of, I mean, there's just so many other people out there that have incredible bodies of work. Gordon Parks. I mean, I could just go on and on with people that just blow Robert Frank. You know, like I say, Gordon Parks had more talent, artistic talent, in his thumbnail than Robert Frank ever had in his entire being. I mean, here you're looking at somebody that was a music composer, a wonderful author and writer, and just an incredible photographer. You know, so when I hold it in light like that, Robert Frank is really more a political operative that fit a political agenda at the time, more so than some kind of iconic great photographer that told the truth. I don't see it that way anyway, and, something for you to think about anyway, but, you know, photos may not lie, but people sure do.